Greetings and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. Our topic this week is do things differently. We see, especially as the holiday times are coming around the corner, that many of you are anticipating the same drill, the same sequence of events, the same stresses, obligations, things that push you in a direction of unhappiness. Stop. We ask you to pause as you are taking these fast forward steps into the holidays and anticipating and rushing. We ask you to pause. Take a breath. Come back home and ask yourself, do we really need to do these things? What is the meaning of these holidays to our hearts? Can we do things differently? We ask you to open up your minds and your hearts to considering doing things differently during these holiday times. Too often, you run on autopilot, and you also are wanting to please others, to keep them in a place where you will be a good person and standing and delivering on, quote, what the holidays are and what they mean to our family and friends. And also that you've always done these things in the past, so why change them? Do things differently. Mix it up. Try this out. Have your awareness and your consciousness right there next to you, with you, as you open the big door and windows to these holiday times. Always ask the question, are these things going to bring us peace, greater joy, greater fulfillment, more smiles and laughter and ease, kindness and love? The holiday times are a time to pause and reflect on all of the goodness in our lives. That is the bottom line. So all of the rushing around, or the buying presents, or the preparing even of too much food, let us say, because we know that eating is a big part of the celebration of the holiday times. But only do these things if they bring you joy. Because, for example, as you know, if you are resentful as you are making the side dishes for the Thanksgiving dinner, those energies go into the food. So the enjoyment, the sense of abundance and satisfaction and fulfillment will be tamped down for those enjoying the meal you are providing. We ask you simply to consider doing things differently. You may even exercise yourself this week by getting out of a routine, something that you always do. For example, you might have your morning cup of coffee black, without cream and sugar. Or take a walk in the early morning hours versus in the evening when, as a routine, this is what you do. It is simply to bring your awareness to hopping out of the ruts of routine and obligation and doing it as you always have done, so that as the holiday times come in, you have sharpened your awareness, your consciousness, your clarity of vision to look at all things that you choose to do and to ask the tender and moving question. Is this the best and highest activity or choice for me to make? We understand that as changes occur, that it may unsettle those in your world. Simply stay in unconditional love as you are delivering news, perhaps, of a new way to do the family dinner, or how to not buy a bunch of presents because our togetherness, our family unity, is the true joy and meaning to you and your family. Whatever it is, stay in that state of unconditional love, understanding, and grace as you deliver the new ideas, and see what happens. It is a great exercise for you all as the holidays begin to move into your calendars. We wish you the very best in this time, and as you practice this greater awareness of staying true to yourself, to that which you know is true to your heart. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.